On the screen, Quranic stories unfold. On the screen, Quranic stories unfold. Wisdom and lessons in each tale told. Wisdom and lessons in each tale told.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back to our series Quranic Stories Inshallah today we're going to talk about a story of the Quran In the final chapter, you may have come across this surah of the Quran. You may have memorized the surah. You may have maybe even read about this surah or heard the story regarding it. I would advise all viewers of Madani channel, if you haven't already done so, do try to memorize minimum the last 10 surahs of the Quran. Minimum. A Muslim should try to memorize as much as the Quran possible. Surahs like Surah Yasin, Surah Kahf, Surah Rahman, Surah Mulk, the final Sabara, the entire final chapter. This is like an average Muslim should have this within his heart. It's an asset that you take with you into your grave. But minimum, each and every Muslim should at least have memorized the final 10 surahs. When you pray, when you read your salah, you constantly read different surahs after Surah Fatiha. Just reading after Fatiha, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ or إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ It is sufficient, your namaz is valid. But if you could expand on that and try to develop that, make intention if you haven't already done so, learn the final 10. If you've already done final 10, maybe learn the last 20 or then the entire final chapter or learn another surah of your interest. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this surah is Surah Al-Fil, the chapter of the elephants. A very interesting and a strange event that took place, which is quite remarkable. Which kind of gives us an understanding of this scenario or why this happened as well. Abraha, he constructed a cathedral. It was such a cathedral that no one had ever seen this cathedral in the entire East and West. And he made, you could say, the most beautiful in architecture, in brickwork, in marble. He used the best materials to make such a cathedral. And he wanted to divert the Muslims of Arabia and all the pilgrims that would go to Mecca. He had this intention that I want to make Yemen the place of pilgrimage. He wanted to make it the center of religion and wanted people to perform pilgrimage into Yemen. And some of the Arabs, remember this, is at this point Islam had not been sent yet. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't even born. And at this point, the Arabs heard of this and they heard of Abraha and what happened and because it was a continuous thing and they heard that, you know, there's this person called Abraha, some leader in Yemen, and he's made this cathedral and he's inviting people to perform pilgrimage there. However, everyone comes and performs pilgrimage here outside the Kaaba. Now, the Muslims, the believers, and the monotheistic believers, the believers in the Abrahamic faith, they would perform pilgrimage, obviously worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And the mushrikun of Mecca, they would worship the idols. But they would all perform pilgrimage. So when they heard that there's this individual who wants to, you know, make another center of pilgrimage, the Arabs were not happy about this. Individual from Banu Kinana, he left hymns, and he traveled towards Yemen. And what he done after hearing that this individual Abraha has constructed some sort of cathedral, and he's going to call everyone for pilgrimage there, which really upset the Arab. He went and he defecated inside the church. He defecated inside the cathedral, which was very disrespectful. And he kind of he left his human waste within the area of the cathedral. When Abraha entered and he seen this, he was horrified. He said, who on earth has done such an atrocity? And he says that some person came from the land of the Arabs where they perform pilgrimage, and he done this. And this really put Abraha in rage mode, and he prepared and he says, we're going to demolish their house of pilgrimage, we're going to flatten it. This will become the base, the pivot of the world for pilgrimage. Everyone will come here, we're going to take down the Kaaba. And he called on for elephants, he called on for an army. And elephants weren't commonly used in wars, they would use horses and camels. But he called elephants as they were bulldozers, and having an elephant was a sign of being powerful. You would put an elephant today would be classed as having an army tank. So Abraha, he left Yemen and he was making his way towards Makkah, and he had all these elephants. And from on the way, he met different communities, different people. Some of them joined on with Abraha, so his army became quite powerful, it became strong, and he was prior to this already powerful. So he reached the 60-mile boundary of Makkah, and then he sent in messengers to see, observe what is going on and find out what is happening. And they give them this information that your individual has done this to our place of worship, and now we are going to destroy the Kaaba. Prepare yourselves, the army is coming close. So then they return. Then Abraha sent another group of fighters, warriors, soldiers, who entered into Makkah, and they took around 200 camels and various different property and cattle and different items of the Quraysh, of the people of Makkah, and this really scared the women and children, so they all retreated to the mountains and the valleys, such that there was no one left in Makkah other than Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to Abraha as he enters into this tent, or this like temporary place that they had constructed. The Abraha sees Abdul Muttalib, and he sees this noor on his face. He sees this pious, righteous man walking in. And as he walks in, Abraha stands up. And Abraha was sat on like a throne, an elevated chair. But upon seeing that Abdul Muttalib is sat on the floor, and he in his heart found that, how can I sit away or above this individual? He looks like a righteous person. And so he sat on the floor with him. And Abdul Muttalib, he says that, I have come to take my camels back and my livestock and the different properties of the Quraysh that you have seized. And Abraha was amazed, and he says that, I have come with such an army, with such a force, to take down your place of worship, to ruin your homeland, to ruin your identity, and yet all you can think about is your property, your camels. And Abdul Muttalib radiallahu an actually gives this answer. He says that, look, I nurture them, I look after them. And Allah is the Lord of the Kaaba, right? So I will protect my livestock, I will protect my property, and Allah will protect His property. He gave such a remarkable answer. And Abraha al-Ashram gave his property back. And long story short, Abraha got in a certain amount of time, he got ready and he was heading into Makkah. However, out of the elephants that he had, and as they were about to reach into the proximity of Makkah, the actual valley where the Kaaba is, he prepared his army, he prepared his elephants, and as he was preparing them, he's getting them ready, and one of his elephants, named Mahmud, sat down. He did not want to go towards Makkah. So he picked the elephant up. They have a technique by using the ears and give it a bit of an affection. He got back up, and then it tried to face the elephant towards Makkah, and then elephant would refuse, it would sit back down, or it would turn towards Yemen, the elephant, and then it would grab the elephant by the tusks and face it towards Sham, and it would accept the direction towards Sham. But each time you would face the elephant towards Makkah and the Kaaba, it would refuse to go that way. It would turn its direction or it would sit down. And this really became frightful for Abraha and his army. And all of this, during all of this, all of a sudden, a flock of birds, ababim, small birds, smaller than like the size of a sparrow, they came out of nowhere and ambushed or bombarded this entire army with small pellets, like the size of a lantern beam, like a small pea size they were using. And they had one in the beak and one in each foot, so three each. And they would drop these pellets on top of each army soldier and each elephant, and it would just burn them alive. It would destroy them there and then in that place where they were. And Allah, so this is the entire story of the Ashab al-Fil. Brief story, this is a summarized story, it's more deeper than this. There was a lot more things that took place. Now, this entire event took place where Abraha was about to destroy the Kaaba, and out of nowhere, these birds came out, the Ababil, and they took down this entire army. And there's so many lessons to learn from this. And now the surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Fil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعْلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ
O beloved, did you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephants? Did He not put their trick into devastation and sent swarms of birds over them, striking them with stones of baked clay? So He made them like the leftover consumed leaves of harvest, i.e. husk.
And that was to indicate that something has happened. That was alarm to tell the people of Makkah that the army of the elephants no longer exist, because the army is not here but the elephants here. And then when the villagers came back down from the mountains, they kind of got together, they went and seen the aftermath and they realized what had happened. And therefore this story has been related to it. This was a story, and because this happened in the year of the birth of the Prophet ﷺ, it becomes remarkable. It becomes remarkable. There are many lessons to learn from this. I'll leave you with one lesson, a very valuable lesson, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, the blood of a human is more superior than the stone of the Kaaba. The Kaaba is superior, but the blood of a believer is even more superior. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send small ababil out of nowhere to protect his house, to protect his place of worship, despite the fact that there were idols inside that Kaaba at that point, he could definitely send his aid, his believers who are under attack. And one of the lessons you learn from this is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to send in aid for his Kaaba, for his place of worship, the Qibla-i Thani, he could definitely send in his aid for Qibla-i Awwal. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, ability. Ameen bi jahi nabi ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
On the screen.